fishing best bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning,
that's away. What a beautiful sunrise we've got. Even though, as I mentioned, it's going to go pear-shaped today, that is just spectacular out there.
Yeah, I thought we might get the morning session in before we went pear-shaped, but you're saying it's going to be here earlier.
Well, it's just nearly at Taree now, but it's on a 45-degree angle. You know what I mean, Bluey, if you're looking at the state? And it's like Narrabri to Seal Rocks, and it's coming across like that. So there you go. If you've got the bomb on your phone or your computer, have a look at it. You'll see it coming across in a band like that, and it's almost at Taree. So we'll see what happens. And how did we go yesterday, Bluey? It was sort of licorice all sorts type of day.
Yeah, we didn't do too bad. As I said, we were chasing brim and licorice, and they cooperated yesterday, which was fantastic. We got brim, you know, probably up around about 33, 34 centimetre mark. Licorice were about the same size too, and they were in pretty reasonable numbers. So we were pretty happy with being in the water yesterday.
Very good, Bluey. What about today? What do you think? We've got the top of the tide around 9 o'clock this morning, but that gale warning current, can you believe that? Is Al from Mulloway coming to your place?
I think he's coming down to Loredan today. He's got to see a friend of his at Loredan.
Oh, no. Okay, fair enough. That explains it. Where are we going to go?
Well, we'll have to dust back in the estuary, I suppose. We'll cut up a bit of mullet today, and we'll just try for one of those quality brim that we were getting yesterday. I think there should be still plenty more of them out there. And I can also report that the crabs are still on the crawl too. So, you know, probably might throw a couple of dillies out and just see how we go today.
Oh, very nice, the crab shack. Now, the RSPCA don't like us talking about what he does because you actually put him in the microwave. They keep up on the little turnstile there for a little while, Bluey, and then you open the crab shack with the sweet chili sauce. Isn't that right?
Oh, beautiful, this, you know. We had to give them a couple of minutes in there, and they're
digging out there. Real don't beautiful. Talk about it. What are you doing? Oh, you talk about the mice on the wheel. What about the poor old crabs on the microwave wheel? But anyway, there you go. Yeah, he likes to look at the crabs.
There.
Yeah. What about, I remember, because we used to do a television segment once a week, and I was out with Bluey. We were talking about mud crabs. And remember when we put the bait out and we had the bit of mud cake? In the dilly pot there, Bluey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mud cakes and mud crabs.
Anyway.
Oh, you're awful sometimes.
I know. Like... Anyway, I've got to have, get a real job one day. I've been saying that for 32 years, actually. All right, let's have a look at clubs out this weekend because we've got some Mid-North Coast Championships on as well as some clubs out in the first of the month.
Yeah, the Mid-North Coast Rock and Beaches on this weekend, and the Bulladilla Fishing Club are the host club. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at their clubhouse with a barbecue. Also in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. 12 o'clock weigh-in back to the marina with a barbecue. Warhope RSL Fishing Club have got a comp on. 2 o'clock weigh-in in the big at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue on Sunday. And, of course, our good friends at Southwest Rock Sea Breeze Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly comp on. The weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden, also with a barbecue going.
Yeah, magnificent Southwest Rocks. Beautiful. All right, yep. Louis, thank you very much for that. There is lots happening around the place this weekend on the first of the month. There always is. And rumours that Al from Mulloway is in Loreton. That's why the gale warning is out. That is unbelievable. Now, in the most complicated tipping pot there is in the world today, here is Bluey Waters with today's league ladder, thanks to Sports Power.
Yeah, good morning to Gordo on Gordon Street. Yeah, well, I've taken back the lead from Paddle Pop. I had a good round last week, got 7 out of 8. Paddle Pop's in second place, and Troy Dilko is still making up the third place on the podium. But the big news is that Tala has come off the... out of the top 20, and the worm has gone
out of the top 20. Oh my goodness me! Taylor Tab breathing a sigh of relief, and I think isn't 2 points. He's better half a mile in front of him.
Not too bad. She's in the top 10 at the stage, but Taylor Tab, as I said, he started climbing. Had a good round last week. And looks like there's a future for him in the next few rounds.
All right. Okay, Bluey. Well done. Now, as we know, Friday, the Give Me Five for Kids Bowls Day, it's a Wiggles theme, obviously because we're trying to help out sick kids. We're going to be arriving in the big red car. I played it yesterday, Bluey. We'll be playing that a few times before we arrive on Friday. $15 in. Come and join us. We're going to have a great day. We're going to auction ANZ's coffee table. We've got the Throne Shield. You can guess which side you think will win for a gold coin. Some great prizes on offer there. Also, Alicia's organised a photo booth, and I got the big news through yesterday, Bluey. Now, with the Throne Shield, there are a lot of things you remember about it, but think back to nearly the original days. What do you remember about the barbecue? Do you remember the flaming rissoles, the Neil Lang's chili rissoles, the ring stingers, as they were affectionately called?
They were, and Ron Beerbottle would line up and have three or four of them in a row.
I know.
And I'm going, you're lucky to get one.
And he wonders why we've got to get a 4XL skivvy for him. But anyway, I got tipped into this yesterday, Bluey. Neil Lang is again doing the ring stinger rissoles for us, the chili rissoles on Friday.
Wow.
Look, that's worth the price of admission alone to have Neil's wonderful rissoles.
It is. Yeah. Most certainly.
And also, with Gimme Five, as we know each year, the generosity of our Mid-North Coast public and listeners, absolutely amazing. You know what arrived in the foyer yesterday afternoon, Bluey? And I did a wheel stand through the sales department. we've really got to thank David and Maxine, right, from Cavell Electrical Contractors. You know what they did, Bluey? They won, in a sales promotion, a Yamaha PW50 worth over $2,000. And they've given it to us. Forgive me, Five.
How good's that?
Because it's a child's bike, I think what we'll do is we're going to close Gimme Five for Kids with that. So on Saturday the 30th of June, Jack and Pommy Rich will do an on-air auction for this $2,000 motorbike. And listen, I didn't sit on it. And I know I'm a big bloke, so I just sort of wheeled it through, wheel standing through the sales department. Yes, I'll put the photo up a little bit later, Bluey. The sales manager was horrified, let me tell you. I'm going past his window. Run, run, run! I made the noise, Bluey. I didn't start it up. So can you believe that people do these type of things, Bluey? Don't we live in a great part of the world?
We do, and the generosity is just overwhelming.
It sure is. So thank you very much, David and Maxine. I'll try and get them on the show and talk about the raffle. Like, where do they buy the ticket? You know, the people that win stuff. It's just amazing. So we've got the Peewee 50 is going to be the last thing we auction, Bluey, on Saturday the 30th of June. What about that?
I'm excited.
Okay, all right. Let's have a look at the fishing before we go pear-shaped. It's a beautiful sunrise out there today. You're tucking us up in the estuary.
Yeah, you take a bit of mullet, slice it up, and we'll just try it for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Oh, strawny.